Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Baldy gets after it now. There's no question about it, and he joins us this morning because we are, as of tomorrow, 2 weeks away from the first round of the draft. Baldy, I got to tell you, the biggest thing of doing radio for the last 30 years for me has been the popularity of the first round of the NFL draft, to the point of people traveling to the city that's having it, to how many people are watching, Baldy. Never thought we'd get to this.
I neither, Joe, and I agree with you. When I came out a little bit before you, Joe, I mean, the draft wasn't – I didn't find out who got drafted until I read the paper the next day. It wasn't on the radio. It wasn't on television. Someplace in New York, but I mean – yeah, like, honestly, my brother called me when he got drafted, like, in the 10th round. But nobody knew outside the phone call. Nobody knew he got drafted. So, I mean, it is. It's just getting more and more popular. Of course, it's going to be in Detroit in 2 weeks. And so the Lions are an up-and-coming team. I'm sure that, that place will, Motown will be well represented.
So you look at this, and this thing, once again, is going to be driven by the quarterback and the quarterback position and – where everybody sees him going, and a lot of people all over the board on J.J. McCarthy and Michael Penix. And I'm just curious, as you look at Drake May has been just dog-talked by some people in our business. What's your take on the quarterback position overall? How strong do you think it is to start with?
Well, I mean, according to most mock drafts, Joe, and I was just with a particular team yesterday, kind of looking at some potential draft picks of theirs. They're not in the need for a quarterback, but – it's just hard to believe just by history, Joe, that four or five quarterbacks, if they go in the first round, will all be good. I mean, history says that's not going to
happen. Never happens, right.
It's never, right. And so even if you get the top three teams taking quarterbacks, even that is very far-fetched. I mean, if you just look at last year, I mean, one guy looks like he might really struggle in this league. The other guy looks like a bona fide superstar.
Right.
And so, right. I mean, we get it wrong every year. These guys are going to get pushed up. But I remember even this year, Joe, I was at the Super Bowl. I was talking to Cam Newton. And, he's doing his podcast, and we were just catching up a little bit before he started. And I remember when he came out, and I thought he was the unanimous number one pick, all this kind of stuff. And I remember how they picked him apart. And for whatever, whether it was when he was at Florida or junior college, I mean, they're always finding a reason to tear you down. The thing that's curious about J.J. McCarthy is nobody's doing that to him. But there's such a small sample of plays where you can turn him down. I mean, you look at a team that's 27-1 and win a national championship. And, they're not a big passing team. And so there's just not a lot to tear down. And for that, I feel like he's the guy that just keeps rising in this whole process.
So I got to ask you about Drake May. We've seen him up close, the ACC quarterback in North Carolina.
Yeah.
They talk about great games he's had, and we seem to see him when he plays University of Miami, but he's also had some games where he's a little shaky. Do you think he's the guy that might drop a little bit of the group?
I don't think so. I think they're going to – they're looking at his, size and frame and all that. I mean, I see the same inconsistency throwing a ball last year. Because when he misses, he misses, Joe. Like, he's in another area code sometimes when he misses. But, he's got a lot of the things that people are looking for. But, I mean, I always got to believe accuracy has got to be the most important thing. And so, he's got athletic ability. He's got toughness. And, but he went backwards last year. And you could say, okay, he lost some receivers. That's all true. But I see a pretty inconsistent thrower myself right now. I'm not here to bash him. I just see other guys that are more accurate than him right now.
I got to ask you about Bo Nix. Things have kind of gone quiet on Bo Nix. You think he's second-round pick?
Yeah, I think that's where he's going to go. And look, he played 61 games. We know how many games he started. But I watched him in big games against Washington. You know, he lost three games against Washington, Pac-12 championship game this year. It wasn't all his fault. But I think there's a lot of things to like about him. But I feel like he's not at the top of this draft. And for a guy that played as many games as he did, Joe, I felt like I didn't see the type of improvement you would see if you started 61 games. 61 games, I feel like you should really be dominating college football, and they didn't really do that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see that whole quarterback thing. We go on and on about that. I want to ask you about the offensive line, because I hope the Miami Dolphins at the top are still interested in offensive linemen, something you and I have talked about and trying to find it. Could you see the Dolphins taking one of those 6, 7, 8 tackles that everybody's talking about that could go in the first round?
I could see them either doing that, Joe, or take their center. I mean, I thought once they lost Connor Williams last year, I thought the offensive line struggled. They went with Liam Eichenberg. I mean, he was a fill-in guy. They went and signed Aaron Brewer. There's a reason why Tennessee doesn't have him on the roster anymore. I feel like this is a really strong draft for centers, Joe. So while I like some of the tackles, I think some of them are projects. I think a more sure bet is some of the centers. And wow. I feel like that's the position of need right now. The Dolphins have the greatest center of all time in Dwight Stevenson. So in my mind. So, I mean, there's not Dwight Stevenson in this draft, but I feel like you upgrade the center position, your offense line is going to get a whole lot better.
Well, I got to tell you, when you started telling Dwight stories, I had to go back and tell my guys. Some of the guys that were played with him, and we all sat around and laughed, about some of the things. Like, we couldn't wait to get into film study the next day when we got back together as a team, because it already spread on what he did to defensive tackles on the goal line. Stories are classic.
Oh. Hey, I still have – remember when it was the old 16-millimeter reels that we would sit there in those meetings and fall asleep to? I still have a 16-millimeter reel of a Monday night game with the Dolphins and the Raiders and what Dwight did to Howie Long that night. And if Howie Long was on – if he was on the station with us right now, he might go real quiet. But, like, he was putting – he took the great Howie Long on his nose and put him on the ground and then started looking for somebody else to block, like, all night long. I was trying to learn how to play center, Joe. I'm like, I might as well just study the best guy I've ever seen do it. Even back then, 40 years ago, I was making that claim about him.
Hey, Smirlis, he used to play against Smirlis a lot from Buffalo, another guy that was a pretty good defensive tackle. So we used to, and he'd get down on the goal line and everybody knew we were going to run over Dwight. And it was incredible. If you started one way, you're going to be on the ground that way. It was just amazing.
Oh, he's putting you down, Joe. There's no doubt about it. Nobody had hands like that. I mean, he was, he was a kung fu master, putting guys down.
Hey, yeah. So I got to ask you about some of the strengths of this draft as you look at it. I know we talked about tackle and quarterback. You like this wide receiver class as much as everybody?
Yeah, I do. I think everybody wants to talk about the big three, and that's fine. Neighbors, Harrison, and Adunze, and I like all three of them. I like Adunze best out of all of them. But I think Ricky Pearsall, Ladd McConkey, Keon Coleman. I mean, I think there's a lot of depth in this draft where you can get guys in the second and third round that are going to be good players.
What will you think, Dolphins, as you look at this potentially for a 21st pick? And I'm not asking you to do a verbal mock draft right now, but some guys you might like there, knowing what the Dolphins need as they try to fill in some of the roster.
Well, they got a big void right now on the defensive line, Joe. They lost Manny Ogba. They lost Van Ginkle. We got to see what Chubb looks like coming back and Jalen coming back. But they lose Christian Wilkins, and he was kind of like the quiet star of that whole defensive front. Nobody ever wanted to really talk about him. But, I mean, Johnny Newton, Byron Murphy, like some of these defensive tackles, that looks to be about the sweet spot for these guys right now. They're good pass rushers. They're really good players, the two of them. Like, that's a position, I think, of need. Look, I don't know if Jared Verse would be around there at 21, but, you know, you better start looking at defensive end and, you know, rotation there on depth. And so there's some guys right there that, you know, I don't think Dallas Turner will be around there at 21, but maybe Jared Verse is. So I think you got to start looking at the defensive end, defensive tackle position, in addition to maybe offensive line right now.
So the Dolphins, I think, need another safety. They're a little shallow right now. Poyer comes in at 33, 34, still a good player, but they need more depth there with Javon on the other side. How strong is that position going, not necessarily first round, but second round?
Well, Kitchens at Miami's probably a second-round pick. They picked up Jordan Poyer. I don't know, you know, really how much he's got left. He'll probably start next to Javon. But it's a position of need. Everybody needs three safeties, Joe.
Yes.
Javon got hurt last year. The defense went backwards when he went out. He's a savior on the back end. They need another safety for sure. So, Kyron Kitchens, you know, some of these guys out there look like – I don't think there's any first-round picks at safety in this draft. They all look – the guys that do kind of get your attention – look like, and I don't think Cooper DeJean at Iowa is a safety. I think he's a star corner. People want to put him at safety, but I think he's going to be a cornerback. So I think second round is a sweet spot for safeties in this draft.
Hey, Baldy, to me it looks like safeties, running backs, and maybe even linebackers. Not pass rusher linebackers, but linebackers going to get shut out of the first round. You see it that way?
Yeah, I do. I mean, if you look at, you know, like Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M, he's – if you watch this as the Alabama game with him, he's a first-round pick. But I think overall, when you watch just, you know, how quick he is, he reminds you of Roquan Smith, coming out of college. He might not be he might not have the size that Roquan has from the waist down, but this guy is an elite striker, hitter. He looks like a second-round pick. I think the off-the-ball inside linebackers, Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State, is an elite athlete. He's a really good player. They look like they're top of the second round picks for me right now.
Hey, real quickly, too, I got to ask you about the AFC overall and what the Dolphins will be dealing with this year in their own conference. How good and how much is the Jets and Houston improve? Are they the winners for you in free agency in the offseason?
Yeah. Yeah, I think the Jets' defensive line right now and Houston's defensive line, they might be the two best in football. The Jets might be a little bit better. They've got six former first-round picks on their defensive front right now. A lot of them are depth guys. Javon Kinlaw got signed. You know, Hassan Reddick just got signed. He was a 13th pick in the draft. It's a big upgrade over Bryce Huff. They're really good at linebacker. They don't have much depth there behind C.J. Mosley and Quincy Williams, but it looks like the Jets' defense on paper right now, they should be some titanic matchups with that Dolphins offense right now. Just, you know, who can shut each other down or who moves the ball against each other. I mean, just those side of the balls, Miami's offense, Jets defense, should be primetime TV this year.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward. How about Houston real quickly with what they've done, not to mention the home run they hit on their top two picks a year ago? What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, they got Stephon Diggs, and people can argue what they want about Stephon. The guy, Buffalo won the division four straight years in a row with him as the number one wide receiver. He caught a lot of touchdown passes, a lot of third downs. When Josh was in trouble, the ball went to Stephon. He's going to help Houston. I mean, he's got a one-year deal for the most part. Got to be on his best behavior. We'll see if that happens. But the defense front, you get Daniil Hunter like they did. They get Foley Fatakasi. Like they, Danico Autry.
Yeah.
Like they could
wow.
be, they could be really good up front defensively.
Yeah, I think we're all looking forward to it. So before I let you go, man, so I know you're working through the draft, and then is it back to the water, my friend? Is it back to a little time down here in South
yeah, I'm
Florida?
I'm down here today. It was with the team yesterday. We'll get the draft done, but then, you know, it's vacation season, Joe. I got some places there I got to get to.
Can you tease me a little bit? Is it Columbia? Are we looking at some different what are we thinking here just off the top, you and I talking?
Well, I'm on my way to Bali through Dubai. Now, I got to stay in this underwater hotel in Dubai that I've been reading about. And then I got to get to Belize because there's some really good reefs that I got to get down to diving, Joe. So Belize and Bali are on the horizon coming up this spring.
Boy, that's outstanding. Baldy, that's the way you, as a single man, that's the way you enjoy life, brother, right there. That is beautiful, Baldy.
Yeah, all right. Feel free to live vicariously, Joe. It's all right.
It's all right. I'm doing the other way right now. All right, Baldy. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I got you, man.
All
see
right.
You,
Brian Baldinger joining us. Talk a little bit. Still single.
Yes, and make sure to follow The Best Football Show with Brian Baldinger on the Odyssey app or subscribe wherever you get your podcast.